I sense a disturbance in the void. Might it be you, little one? You don't look like my brother Delirium. Who exactly are you? It would seem you're here in some sort of dream state. A rare occurrence, but not impossible. The demon, you say? Well, I suppose some would refer to me as such. I take it you have never been to the void before. It's all right. I doubt very much you will leave intact. For I have plans. Great plans. Well, I simply must take advantage. As I said before, it is so rare. One might show up here, and yet, here you are. So, I must have fun with you. Don't look so scared. What is this about a sleep paralysis demon? I promise you, I am much worse than whatever that is. Insane, you say? Oh, darling. If you think I'm insane, you simply do not want to meet my brother. Oh, a sweet thing like you. He might tear you limb from limb. Oh, how I would love to see that. But no. You're my plaything. And I will make you submit to me. What fun we're going to have. Where should I start? Let us see. I know a delicious place to begin. What is your worst memory? Let's have fun with it. Make you relive it over and over until you go insane. No. Something slow. I wouldn't want to break you immediately. That would, I'm afraid, ruin the fun. No. Let us see. Something slow. But fun. Something that will make you suffer. But enjoy it, yes. I wish to enjoy it. Pardon. Who is Arya? It's me, of course. I am Arya. Oh, you seem to be unnerved that I talk to myself. Is it too unhinged for you, darling? Who else am I meant to talk to? My brother isn't here at the moment. I suppose you could tell me your name, little one. All good pets need a name after all. And I hope you will be a very, very good pet. My, what a lovely name. That is exactly the one I would have chosen for you. Isn't that wonderful? What a sweet little pet you are. Making small talk will not keep me from destroying you, mind, body, and soul. The fact that you think so is so adorable. Fine, I will humor you, but just this once. As I've already told you, this is the Void. A dimension in its own right. Think when you swear you've put something down, but it just vanishes. It's ended up here, in the Void. At times, entities are strong enough. Memories carry sway when they die or forget something. It can be impactful enough to manifest as tiny little pieces. Void horrors, such as myself, come about when memories combine. It is what my brother and I are. Void horrors. Indeed. Not the sleep paralysis demon you had in mind, is it? As I said, some may refer to me as such. As may you, little pet. As may you. What's that? Leave? Did you say leave? No, Pat. The time for that has long since passed. You're mine now. Please tell me you didn't forget already. Why on earth would you want to leave? Don't tell me it's not because you don't like me. That might hurt my feelings. I've grown so attached to you already. It would be so rude for you to just up and leave. No, we can't have that. We just can't have that. It would be good of you to learn your place. Yes. You must learn your place, dear. And your place is as my pet. To obey me and suffer for my never-ending enjoyment. You are being so incredibly boring. I think I know why. Perhaps I'm being a little selfish. I should focus on what would make you happy also, Pat. Let me think. What's something that might be fun for both of us? Oh, my mind is racing with the possibilities. Something that would be fun for both you and I. Something exhilarating. I have a few ideas. I only need to test something first. And where do you think you're going? You think you're going to run away from me? Impossible. Come here. I only need to touch you for a moment. Surely you can spare that much. You are mine after all. You mustn't forget who your mistress is. I simply need to see how fun it would be to tease you. It will determine which game we are to play. If you wish to play a nice one, you would do well to cooperate. Now come close. I would hate to ask a second time. Good pet. I told you I would make you submit to me. And here you are. Being obedient. Just like I am. Hoped you would be. I believe I've come up with the perfect game for us, Pat. One where I tell you things, and you obey them. It sounds delightful, doesn't it? Oh, I hoped you would agree. I'm forever thankful that you do. Now, let's begin. Now, where to begin? That is the question. I thought, perhaps, you might enjoy worshipping me for a time. But of course, what good pet wouldn't enjoy worshipping their master? Oh, but you do want to be a good pet, don't you? Of course you do. You're such a good boy. You would do anything for your mistress, would you not? Exactly. That's what good boys say. Say it again, won't you? Haven't we already established I do not like to repeat myself? Say it. You truly are so adorable. So easily manipulated. Don't tell me you're enjoying yourself already. Much less boring than before. I think, this is just a wild guess, you might be enjoying it just as much as me. Wasn't exactly going to take suggestions, but that one does seem quite nice. I had a little something different in mind, though. You're going to want to lay down for this. Go on. Lay down. Good boy. Oh, why are you asking so many questions? I give you an order and you obey, remember? I'm going to take a seat. Right here. You don't mind, do you? Well, I thought it would be obvious. If I'm sitting on your face, well then, surely it's because I want you to do something. No, don't make me spell it out for you. It ruins the game. That's not how this works. I don't beg, you do. Now that's what you are going to do. You're going to beg me. I thought you wanted to worship me. Isn't this a good start? By making me feel good, by pleasuring your mistress. Exactly. Perhaps not exactly what you had in mind, but Would you really say no? See, we're beginning to understand one another. Plus, I think you knew deep down inside that if you make me feel good, then I might be inclined to make you feel good also. And doesn't that sound lovely? Of course it does. And of course, I must give you a fair warning. You may not survive this. Well, when I get started, it is so hard to stop, and, well, you are so deliciously submissive, I might not be able to control myself. Maybe if you are good, I'll spare you. But only with intent to use you again later. We're going to have so much fun, you and I. Now, aren't you going to beg Mommy? Of course you are. Beg for what, though? Use your words. Be very specific. You want me to put what? Where? Exactly. What was that? No, that won't do. You don't stop begging until I say. I'm ready to punish you. No, I think I would love to punish you. So if you don't continue, I'll have to bite you. What, you don't believe me? I think you forgot I'm a little insane. I'll do whatever I want with you. Oh, you are so bad at being obedient now. You've done a full 180. Oh, I bet you're really tasty. Too bad. Still think I won't do it. You're a tad bit more brave than I expected. Just as I'm protected. So tasty. And your cries of pain, like music to my ears. I hope that now you'll be a bit more agreeable. Good boy. That's what I like to hear. No back. Well, when you say it like that, I have to, don't I? I hope you know how to use that tongue of yours. Why? I was not expecting that from you. I think I'm going to enjoy our time together. Very, very much. Again before you know it.